excusing us, you know. We that's yeah. us using that word on the other.
Oh yeah.
Poor fella. We didn't care whether he was a hog, a car. Now, they use it a lot on poor white folks, you know.
Uh-huh. Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. Yeah.
I knew what I mean. That's down. Razorbacks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what the colored man used on the poor white folks. They either use it on poor hoes. Or poor, anything poor, you know. Excusing themselves.
Right.
That's the word that you would use on razorback.
When he said razorback, would he mean that as an insult?
Yeah. That's what it'd be. And I believe that's what the white man uses on the colored man when he called him a nigger. That'd be an insect word, don't you think so?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You ever hear people around here say poor white trash?
Yeah. Either. And another thing they used on them, on the white bus, they would call them a cracker. Mm-hmm. You heard that?
Cracker.
Yeah. Cracker.
That would be an insulting.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Cracker.
Cracker.
Mostly though, when I hear that, people say something like he's a Georgia cracker.
Yeah. Well,
he don't necessarily have people Georgia.
No, he don't necessarily have people in Georgia, but they had in their mind that the Georgia people all bad, and they would call you a Georgia cracker, you know, lowering you with those. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's something.
What about word peckerwood?
we used it a lot.
Uh-huh. What did that mean?
That means he was a no good guy when you called him peckerwood.
Could it be a white person?
Yeah, you never would call a black man a peckerwood. Yeah, we call them peckerwood.
That'd be something bad to say about white men.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Peckerwood, crack, razorback.
Did they ever shorten that and just say peck? You know, peck?
Yeah. Yeah, we use that too. They use that too. But all that kind of stuff fades away, you know. They don't.
Yeah.
And no more of that stuff.
What about the word redneck? Have you ever heard
redneck,
that?
Redneck, yeah. Yeah, that's all in that same bracket, you know? Yeah.
That'd be another insulting.
That's another insulting word to it. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Do the blacks and whites around here get along pretty well?
Yeah. Yeah. They get along fine now. Yes, sir. They don't have any trouble, you know, because a lot of boys stay right back over there. Well, when I was coming up, it was right across the creek over here, a lot of white boys coming up in my bracket, you know, right along with me. They would come over here every Sunday, and we'd all go swimming down here together. Then maybe the next Sunday, see, they people raised a lot of sugar cane and all that kind of stuff, sweet potato. The next Sunday, we gang up, we go over there to their place. But they just same today as it was then, you know. Ain't never had been any change, no integration with us. It was always integration with us and them boys, you know. But only thing you'd have trouble with just the far out people, you know, that wasn't used to us, you know. Now you take my dad,